I like Christmas, Vespers for the children best of all. I have been signally blessed by the services that I have attended here since coming here just 2 days ago. And it seems like everything sort of fits together and contributes to also what I am going to do here this evening with you. And especially significant, I think, was Barb's Vesper the other night when the Swensons and the Olsons and I don't know who else was involved in it. And I think Clarice's presentation especially addresses the issue tonight, which is, the title of it is Simple Simeon and the Little Baby Boy. That's the title. So it is anticipation. And show you my heritage, I am addressed with a button that says Think Lutefisk, and which is lent to me by a distinguished lady here. Peter. Yeah, and a distinguished Lutefisk Peter. And we're going to open the service with what we used to call Jerzogla po Julikvel. Loosely translated means I am so glad each Christmas Eve, which is hymn 45.
Can you sing it in Norwegian?
Whoever wants to can sing it in Norwegian. Scripture basis for the sermon tonight is written in Luke 2, beginning at the 25th verse. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Let us pray. O God, who has made this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light, grant that as we have known on earth the mysteries of that light, we may come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Bless all those who could not be with their families tonight. Comfort them. Bless those who are no longer with us. We are comforted to know that although they have passed into mystery, they have not passed beyond your tender care and keeping. Bless their memory in our midst. Thank you for Simeon and for Simeon's little baby boy, who can be everybody's baby boy tonight and everybody's savior tonight, tomorrow, and forever. Amen. Now, we're going to have a octet, is it? On Silent Night. Sextet.
Silent night, holy night, oh.
you very much. Now, the story I'm going to tell tonight is for the children, but you who are older can also listen in. Once upon a time, there was a very old man who had a small house not far from the temple in Jerusalem. And his name was just plain Simeon. Not Dr. Simeon, not Professor Simeon, not Abe Simeon, not Mac Simeon, not even Ole Simeonson. Sometimes a little boy or girl with no front teeth would call him Simeon. But Simeon didn't care when they called him Simeon, because he really loved little children. In fact, about every time that he came out of his little house, children would gather around him and follow him to the temple. And they'd always sing every day, "Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Simeon. Happy birthday to you." And the reason that they did this is that Simeon could not remember when his birthday was. And so the children wanted to be sure that they sang for him on his birthday. In order to be sure of this, then, they sang it every day. Perhaps you'd be interested in some of the names of some of these children, because, as you know, the Bible has a real hang-up on names. There's a lot of names in the Bible, and names are also important here at Holden. And among these children that gathered around him, there, of course, were a lot of Marys, because that was a very popular name in those days. There was some Dorises and Lydias. There was also some Stephens, some Johns. In fact, there was one John that Simeon often called Jumping John. And there was Judd, and there was a Trig, only now and then Simeon would call him Tiger Trig. And there was Paul, and there was Tom, and Tim, and Katie, and Amy, and there was a Leslie. Sometimes he called her Dancing Squirrel. And then there was a Todd, and there was an Eric, and a Mike. In fact, there were a couple of Mikes, and there was a Lucy, and there was Sam. In fact, there were a lot of Sam and Samuel, and there was a Shelley, and probably a lot of them I've forgotten. And these children would gather around him, and they also sang another song often on the way to the temple. "Sing a song of Simeon, of love and hope and joy. Sing a song of Simeon and his little baby boy." Really, though, Simeon didn't have a little baby boy. In fact, he didn't have any children at all. That's probably why he liked to have the children around him every day. But you know, he was always talking about a little baby boy. And he'd sit down on his doorstep, and the children would gather around him, and he would tell them about this baby that he was looking for and waiting for. And he would say, "One day, a very wonderful baby is going to be born here in our country. But he's not going to be born in a palace and have people waiting on him and fancy clothes to wear. And he's not going to be born by the temple or by the citadel where the Roman soldiers live. And no trumpets will announce his arrival. And his mother will not be a member of the hoi polloi, but she'll be like one of the girls that walk by this street here carrying water pot on her head." And one little girl, I think her name was Leslie, asked, "Well, how are we going to find him? How are you going to find him?" And Simeon just smiled in his long white beard and said, "That's a secret, but I'll know. And one boy named John then asked, "What's so special about this little baby anyway?" And before he could answer, another boy named Trig asked, "Why do you want to see him before you die?" And when he heard these two questions, Simeon's eyes really lit up, and it seemed like he was looking far away when he said, "He will love everybody." And just then a very stern man looking cross came walking very briskly by. And a boy named Mike asked, "Will he even love Pharisees?" "Yes, even Pharisees," said Simeon. And then there were loud hoofbeats approaching, and the children all gathered close to Simeon as a chariot with a Roman soldier carrying a spear went by. And as he went by, a little girl named Shelley asked, "Will he love even Roman soldiers?" "Yes, even Romans," said Simeon. And soon they heard a bell ring, and at the end of the street a leper appeared, and everyone in the street ran away from him. And a boy named Tom then asked, "Will he love even lepers?" "Yes, even lepers," said Simeon. And then one of the girls, I think her name was Amy, immediately said, "But he won't have time to love everyone, and I'm sure if he were here now, He'd be too busy to love us. And to this, Simeon replied, no, he'll love you, and he'll love you, and he'll love you, because he like being with children more than anyone else. And then Tim asked, what else will he do? Well, said Simeon, he'll tell people about God, and he'll tell them how they can talk to him, and he'll take care of them, and he'll do some very great things, said Simeon. He'll make sick people well, he'll help blind people to see, he'll make deaf people hear, and he'll make greedy people generous, cruel people kind, and you know he won't be afraid of anybody, and he'll always tell the truth. And several of the children then happily said, then everybody will love him. No, said Simeon, everybody will not love him. Some will be angry with him, and they will hate him, and before he is even half as old as I am, they will kill him. And this made the children very sad. Some of them even groaned when he said it. And several of the children, including Amy and Katie and Todd and Steve, said, that's a very sad story. Why should all that happen to your little baby boy? Simeon looked very wise when he was asked this question. As he said, I don't know everything, but God has told me that the story is sad to begin with, but that it ends up being a very happy story for us. And someday boys and girls and men and women all over the world are going to be happy, and they're going to sing songs because they have come to know this little baby and the man he became. As you probably realize, the children just love to hear Simeon talk about the baby boy and that he was looking for, but not so with many of the parents. Many of the parents thought that Simeon was kind of dingling. They'd laugh and they'd point at their heads when they talked about Simeon, and he'd kind of go like this with their hand, like he was sort of crazy. And they'd sort of scold the children and say, what, have you been listening to Simeon again? Why, it's long past time for him to join his ancestors. But Simeon didn't pay any attention to this. Some days he would take the children into his little home, and he'd show them the scriptures that he read every day. And he'd tell the children, this is where I read about the one who is coming. And then I talk with God, and he has told me that I'm not going to die until I see this little baby boy. And two of his most favorite verses were in Isaiah. And he'd read, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of this government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And he loved to read to the children. And many years passed, and Simeon grew older and older. And he got to be over 90, and his beard grew longer and longer and whiter and whiter. And sometimes the children would have to help him up the stairs to the temple. And he'd always go to the same place where the mothers would bring their babies for baptism. And he'd ask the mothers to let him see their baby. In fact, it finally got so that the mothers knew about this, and they'd bring their babies to him, and he'd lift up the shawl that covered them. And Simeon would always say, the Lord be with you. And when he'd come out in the street again, he'd say, that's not the one. People were discouraging me even more now about continuing to go to the temple. Years passed, and then someone wrote this poem. When Simeon was 95, they wondered why he stayed alive. When Simeon was 96, they said, Simeon's heart still ticks. And when Simeon was 97, they told him he should go to heaven. And when Simeon was 98, many said that he was just obstinate. And when Simeon was 99, something happened. There came a sign. Now, I know that John won't give the person that wrote this A for poetry, but you hope you get the point. And what happened was this. It was a cold, frosty evening, and Simeon was all bundled up in his sheepskin because even his house was kind of cold that night. And then he heard the children outside calling him, "Simeon, Simeon, Simeon." There are three new babies in the temple. And although he was very tired and feeble now, he managed to get out into the street, and the children helped him. Some were tugging at his coat and his clothes, some were pushing, and somehow they managed to get him into the temple. And there was only one light burning in the temple when he arrived, but with all the children. But he caught sight of two mothers with babies right away. And one mother stepped up, and Simeon lifted the shawl, and then he looked at the baby, and when he saw the baby, his eyes really, really lit up. And they really shone. And when he saw the baby, but for this one, they always shined when he looked at a child. But for this one, it seemed that his eyes were especially bright. So the children became very excited. But they tried to also hear him when he said, "Little baby, you're going to become a big, strong man, and you'll be a great leader, and you'll be brave, but you will suffer much in God's service." And when the children heard this, they became pretty excited, and one of them, I think his name was Trig again, he called out, is this the one, Simeon? Is this the one?" "No," said Simeon, "this is not the one." And then he asked the mother, "What's the baby's name?" And she said, "Simon." And Simeon said, "That's just about like my name. But his name will be changed from Simon to Peter when he grows up." And then the second mother came with her baby, and again Simeon's eyes began to shine as he looked at the baby. And there was excitement again when Simeon began to speak. "Little baby, you are going to grow up to be strong and beautiful. Many will love you, and you'll have a big heart. And people all over the world will hear of the kind things you do." And when one of the boys heard this, I think his name was John, he became so excited, he said, "This is the one. Simon has found his baby boy." But Simon said, "No, this baby will not always love God, and there will be tears and sorrows. And besides, this is not a baby boy. This is a baby girl. And what's her name?" Simeon asked the mother, and she said, "It's Mary Magdalene." And then Simeon got up to go rather disappointedly. But then he stopped and asked, "Didn't you say that there were three babies?" And then he caught sight of a young girl with a baby far across the temple, and she was kneeling. And as he approached, he noticed that she was quietly praying. And it seemed to Simeon that there was a special glow around this little girl and her baby. And when Simeon reached them, he knelt down beside them, and he gently took the baby in his arms, and tears of joy filled his eyes. "It's the one," he said. "It's the one I've been waiting for all my life. It's the one who will lead the people. He'll be the hope and light of the world, a special friend of children, healer of the sick and the lame, the Savior who is perfect love." And then he said, "I don't have to ask the name of this child. You will call his name Jesus, for he shall save the people from their sins." And then all the people, and especially all the children who are, and some of them I've named round, they all gathered round him with wonder and joy. And as he said what has been come to be called Nunc Dimittis. Now that doesn't mean much to you children. It doesn't really mean much to me either. But I'll try to explain it in a way that it's meaningful. When I was going to school as a child in a one-room schoolhouse, now and then I'd raise my hand because I'd want to leave the room. And the teacher would dismiss me. She'd give me Nunc Dimittis. Huh? She'd let me leave the room. Huh? And that's what really Simeon was doing. He was raising his hand to God and says, I want to leave. And these were the words that he said, "Lord, now let me die in peace, for I have seen the Savior as you promised me I would. I have seen the Savior you have given to the world. He is the light that will shine upon all the nations, and he will be the glory of your people Israel." That's much nicer than the way I asked to be let out of the room. Now, we often, however, sing it in a different way, and now everyone is going to turn to page 66 before I make my closing remarks to sing what Simeon said when he held up his hand to leave earth. You know what happened then? Why, then everybody left the temple, and the children, they were all laughing and jumping. They were telling everybody what had happened, and David and Nancy were also there, and even Sam and Lucy and Todd and even Eric all joined in by saying, "Simeon's little boy has come, huh? The little Simeon's little baby boy has come." And then, you know what happened the next morning? I said that everybody left the temple. Simeon didn't leave the temple, because the next day they found Simeon was still in the temple, and he was lying down with his eyes closed, and his arms were folded over his chest, and on his face he had a smile of peace and contentment, for he had found the little baby boy. And in heaven the angels were singing and trumpets were sounding, for old Simeon had gone to be with God forever. Amen. And we'll close with hymn 28. I want to welcome to our midst, because he was not here at noon, and that's a very dear friend of the village and a friend of many of us. Christmas wouldn't be right without him, and that's Paul Bergman. And Merry Christmas Eve to everyone.